This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Nina King of the College of Education and Professional Study. She's here to talk about childhood stress. Dr. King is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. King, how can teachers help reduce stress in the classroom?
Well, first of all, it's important that we provide a calm, pleasant environment. The brain functions best under these conditions, and even though school is not always the calmest place to be, teachers can provide a pleasant atmosphere for children. Second of all, a teacher can role play potentially stressful situations with their children. This assists the children who are not capable of thinking of alternate situations and reactions, as well as being fun. Relaxation techniques are an oldie but goodie. Dim the lights, put on soft music, and in a calm voice, instruct the children to close their eyes and relax parts of their body, and then alternately tense those muscles and relax them again. Include deep breathing exercises with that as well. Guided imagery is also an old activity that still works very well. With dim lights and in a calm voice, describe a beautiful scene, including the sights, sounds, smells, and feelings associated with that description. A good book for teachers is Helping Children Cope with Fears and Stress by Edward Robinson. Finally, I would encourage teachers to be realistic when assigning homework. Families need time together, not just two or more hours in helping with homework. Too much homework really defeats the purpose and creates tension in the child and often in the whole family. The most important thing to remember is that parents and teachers working together can make a positive difference in the way a child copes with stress.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.